So John Heyman was on a podcast yesterday, one of the top baseball insiders, and he says the Blue Jays are clearly interested in George Springer, ex of the Astros, and Jackie Bradley Jr., a free agent, now ex of the Red Sox. The Jays have signed Robbie Ray, a pretty good back end of the rotation option, and if he pitches well, maybe he becomes a middle of the rotation guy. And apparently there's some money out there to spend, and Ross Atkins believes he can get another starting pitcher in free agency, and failing that, he could make a deal for one. And run prevention is something the Jays are focused on here, better defense. I am intrigued and argued for this last hour on the show, Stephen, about Jackie Bradley Jr. He has been a below league average hitter in each of the last three full seasons, 17, 18, and 19. Had a bit of a bounce back offensively in a shorter season last year, but he's a left-handed bat that you can hide at the bottom of the order from an offensive perspective in exchange for that plus defense. Imagine the ground he could cover out there in center field. I think they feel pretty good about their left fielder, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., and he could cover, Bradley could, for some of Teoscar Hernandez's faults out there in right. I think you could get him on a shorter term deal than you could a George Springer. I'm thinking like maybe 3 and 40 or 3 and 45. I love the idea of Jackie Bradley Jr. Not saying he's going to come here, but I think he's worth pursuing.
Oh yeah, look I love the idea of Springer more because he's a better player.
Is he a better defender though? Like I'm willing to make trade-offs.
I'm not sure I would go. No, he's not a better defender than Jackie Bradley Jr. Jackie Bradley Jr. I think is still an elite center fielder, and there aren't a lot of those in baseball, right? So I'm with you that if you're going to try and improve run prevention, which is what they're talking about, you can take you can have a offensively, a not great offensive center fielder. Like Kevin Kiermaier, okay? Kevin Kiermaier, there's your, if you want an example, a guy who, does some things offensively and runs the bases really well. But the point is, why is he in that Rays lineup? Because he runs everything down. Now they got three center fielders playing the outfield there. That tells you how much they valued outfield defense. It has been an issue for the Jays. Randall Grichuk is an average to slightly below average defensive player. Now, again, we have to deal with the Randall Grichuk question here because they're still paying him. I think this is going to be about, what are the other places where you might be able to find some offense too? They got precious little offense behind the plate last year, for instance. Is that somewhere, are you guys still banking on Danny Jansen to be the offensive player he was all through the minor leagues, or at least at the end of his minor league career? Do you think Alejandro Kirk's the real thing? And is he going to play in the major? Is he a major league player? Are there other places where you can find some offense? Is Teoscar Hernandez a guy you would DH? I think they want to rotate through the DH position. Have you got too many DHs already? It's kind of a add, subtract thing here, Scotty. But yeah, they got to catch the ball better. I think there's no question about that. That is, and I love the fact, I know some people, we'd have been having this discussion last year, people would have been rolling their eyes and saying, well, they're not going to go out and do anything significant here because, the cheap ownership, that old saw would come out. And then they went out and signed Ryu, a year or 2 years ahead of schedule in terms of their window of contention. So, there's a lot of chatter out there, but it's coming from people who, I tend to believe, John Heyman's pretty tuned in. Terry Pluto writing in Cleveland about the Jays as a Lindor candidate. Terry Pluto's pretty close with the current Blue Jays administration. So, I think you're going to see them act aggressively and use, again, not knowing exactly what their budget is and not like they're going to tell us that, but they're in a good spot right now. They have $50 million committed this year. You can front load contracts. You can do all kinds of things to kind of manipulate that. They're in a really, and this is the position they tried to put themselves in. All of the stuff that's happened the last 3-4 years has been to get them where they are now. So you can do something.
Well,
I think they're going to be aggressive.